Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I want to talk to you today about an anointing for a new season. I want to encourage somebody today. How many have ever been blindsided? I have a few times where something happens, someone happened, something unexpected. And how many have entered into a new season before? And you didn't necessarily ask for the new season. You weren't asking for this, but it came anyway. And I want to encourage you today that there is a new anointing for a new season. We've been talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, how that the Bible is very clear that there's anointing that comes from the Holy Spirit upon us. And really, it's a little difficult to identify. It's a little difficult to describe, but you know when it's there, don't you? You know when God's hand is on a person. You know when there's an anointing. And just like there's spring, summer, fall, and winter, our life has seasons. In Ecclesiastes, it talks about this. It says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's all kinds of seasons. How many can remember when you were 10, 12? How many remember when you got your driver's license? Or college, or your wedding, midlife. Do I need to keep going? Yeah, just like a farmer, there's planting and watering and then harvesting season. We've planted some little plants at our house, and every year when we do that, this is like the boring season. How many know what I'm talking about? You're just watering. You know, you can't eat anything. There's nothing there. But there's hope that there'll be a harvest. And some of you, you may be in a new season because you didn't expect to be divorced at this time in your life, did you? Or you didn't expect some of you to be married. You didn't expect that you would reach this age. You didn't expect to be parenting, you know. I know for us, 2 weeks from today, Rochelle and I will celebrate 40 years of marriage. 2 weeks from today. That's crazy. I just can't believe that much time. I don't know if you saw the movie Up, but in that movie, I was thinking about that this week as I was getting ready for this message. There's like a 10-minute segment, and I looked it up. You got to get your Kleenex ready, right? Because this segment is his life. And it goes through and it talks about, it reveals to us the real reason for this story. Why this story is so important is because of the life experience of this man. So what season are you in? What season are you in today? Some of you may say, I'm in a challenging season. I'm in a hard season. I'm in a difficult season. Some of you, I'm in a celebration season because I didn't know my business would be doing this well in this economy, and we're doing well. Some of you, you're facing seasons that you didn't expect, but here's what I would pray over every person at Crossroads today. Is you would be in a revival season. A revival season. Huh? How many are in revival season? A few of you? Okay, I'm praying all of you will be. Because the anointing of the Holy Spirit is for everybody here. Everybody watching today. There's nobody left out. As a matter of fact, Peter said, I think this must be for everybody one time. When it started getting poured out, the Spirit was poured out on people. He didn't think the Spirit would get poured out on them. And he says, I just guess God's no respecter of persons. He'll just touch anybody. How many are thankful for that today? Because he touched you, right? You didn't deserve for him to touch you, but he touched you anyway. And the anointing is this. It's the difference between the best you can do and the best God can do. It's what makes the impossible possible. It's where the roof is lifted off of your expectations and God takes over. But hang on. A lot of times it's in a challenging moment that we figure this out. And so I want us to look today as we get ready to talk about a new anointing for a new season in Joshua chapter 1. And this is where Joshua really steps out onto the scene big time. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, here's what it says. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, I want you to know that is a huge headline. That's bigger than Trump convicted. Is it too early to say something like that? This was huge. It's hard when we read this to feel the gravity of it. I don't know how many DC movie fans or comic book fans are in the house today, but it's kind of like a few years ago when the movie came out and Superman was dead. Anybody remember that? Yeah, and the Justice League is like, okay, now we got to do it without Big Dog, right? And he did the heavy lifting, because when you're the one that bullets bounce off of and you can, you know, slow the earth down by flying around it in the opposite direction and do some incredible things, it's hard for somebody else to match up to that. Now, Moses did all these supernatural things, right? Led these millions of people out toward the promised land, but now he's dead. And guess who gets to take over? This is big. I mean, it's like we've lost our compass, and now this guy has to lead us. It's Joshua's turn. But look what it says. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead, verse 2. Now then, you and all these people, here's what you got to do. Get ready. Turn to somebody and say, get ready. Get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. God says, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Every one of us as believers are anointed. God wants to anoint us. Now, not just so we can have more money or have more things or whatever that might be. Because what God wants is God wants to be our possession. Let me say it this way. We have God as our possession, but purpose as our destiny. So God should be the possession, and then we live out our purpose for that. And God's always bringing us into new seasons. Have you noticed that? Sometimes I kind of wanted to stay in that season a little longer. Anybody with me? I like that one. You know, my wife and I were having a great time. I had, you know, maybe my savings account was bigger and some different things. How many can identify with me? I like that season. But then another season rolled in. And in those new seasons, listen, God wants to do something fresh in our lives. And so today, I want to help get you ready for a new season, because hang on, a new season is going to come whether you like it or not. Right? You know, you will graduate high school, hopefully, right? And you will have to try out college then. And then you will have to start doing more adulting, whether you like it or not. How many still don't like it? Right? But you got to do it. And so God uses these seasons to bring about his purpose in our life. So how, using the story of this handoff with Moses and Joshua, how do we get ready for a new season? Joshua tells us how to do it. The first thing, write this down. Focus on God. Focus on God is with me, because watch this. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses. Let me just make it clear. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. A few weeks ago, if you weren't here, we talked about a legacy anointing and how it can be handed down to us. How that there can be a blessing that comes into our lives because of somebody else. And then he says, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. So be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. He says, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged. How many know that's easy to say, right? But fear and discouragement can go together. Because here's what happens. I'm afraid to do something, but then I go into it. But then if it doesn't turn out like I thought it would, then now I move from fear to discouragement, right? And so God, knowing that this road is not going to be smooth. Because if you know the story, I'll just briefly tell you that they go in there, and the first two battles, the first one is Jericho. How many learned about that, sang about it, marched around it? The Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Anybody sing that one when you were a kid? And so that's what happened. And victory happened. Oh, yes. We're on our way. 1-0. But then they come to the next town. Just had two letters. Should be easy to beat these people. AI. And so we're going to be able to beat them. But there wasn't artificial intelligence, okay? It was just a town, and it was smaller and less of a stronghold than Jericho. So we got this, right? We got this. Have you ever been overconfident? And so they go in there, and they get their tails whooped big time. And then it's like, well, what happened? I thought God was with us. I thought he wasn't going to leave us or forsake us. I thought we were going to be able to win this battle. Well, see, that's fear was when they were facing Jericho. Discouragement was after battle number two. And sometimes in your life, how many know there's hills and valleys. That there's sometimes in your life, how many know there can be a big difference between Monday and Friday? You know, this week started good. And here's what we need to know is we need anointing of strength and courage for the hills and the valleys. Somebody help me today, right? I need to be strong and brave for this season. And when you're going into new territory, you need strength that's greater than your own. And he gives it to you even when you can't see the whole way. How many know that you can trust him even in the transition? Right? Between the hills and the valleys. How many, he's been with you all the way. And so what do? The key is you got to take hold of the promise of God. You got to take hold of the promise of God. Because God said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, when I read that in this place, it takes me to another place. Anybody with me? It takes me to another place because there's another place. This promise is so good. God said, I'm going to put it in the Old Testament and I'm going to put it in the New Testament. I want to make sure by the time you read toward the end of the book, you read this again. Because how many of you, it's not enough for you to come in here on Sunday. You got to read some word along the week. You got to get some praise music going in your car. You got to get some things going to encourage you along the way. There's 7 days in between. I hope this isn't the only meal you eat. And so in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Isn't that good? Yes. So God says, I'm making promises, but here's the thing about God's promises. You have to activate them. You have to believe them. You have to act on them. God's stronger than what you're walking through. God's stronger than the situation. God hasn't left you. The people, when they got to Ai and they were fighting that enemy and they got whooped and they came back home moaning and groaning, why wasn't God with us? Listen, he was with you. You didn't do it right. You didn't obey. There was disobedience and it led to defeat in your life. And some of you think God's left you, but the problem is you left him. At least you left his ways. And you left what he was blessing. Some of us ask God to bless what we're doing. And I think a better prayer is, God, let me do what you're blessing. Where is your blessing? Because if I'll get there, the blessing will be on me. If I'll walk in obedience to you. And how many, you've seen that in your own life. When you were walking your own way, your own direction and all, and it felt like God wasn't with you, but later you found out, no, he was with me. It's just I wasn't with him. But once I got back in alignment with him, all of a sudden the favor, the blessing, the goodness, the mercy of God came into my life. He's with us. So here's the first thing. You got to cling to the promises. You got to focus on God and never, never let go. Turn to somebody and say, don't let go. Don't let go. Yeah. All right. Here's the second thing. Focus on God. And here's the next thing we're going to learn. Is speak it. You have to speak it. Because watch this. Watch what God says next to Joshua. He says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Pastor Craig, I don't know that God's interested in my prospering or being successful. I don't know that he's interested. Well, did you read this? Because I think he is. I think he is. When you do it right, when you're keeping his law, when you're staying in step with him, then sometimes what God likes to do is he just likes to show off a little bit through his kids and show, this is what obedience does for you. It'll bring you out of the fire. It'll bring you out of the flood. It'll bring you out of whatever situation you're in, because I'll never leave you and never forsake you. Can somebody agree with that today? Yeah. That's what it says. And then he says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? I don't know about you, but I keep seeing that. Be strong and courageous. And do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. There it is again, that fear and discouragement that can come. Because he knew what was coming next. He knew it was going to be a bumpy path. And he says, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He's trying to help Joshua to get this. And he says, but you've got to do your part. You've got to meditate on it and get it in your mouth. Does anybody see the connection between your mind and your mouth? I don't know about you, but that's where most of my problems come from. Just two things, for good or bad. We need an anointing to touch our minds and our mouths. Because when you don't know what step to take, when you don't know what move to make, when you don't know what to do next, when you're searching, then you need to have a promise. You need to have God's word in your lips and in your mind. You need to be meditating on things like Psalm 109, 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Lord, light up the path. I don't know where to land this plane. I don't know. I'm in the fog. I'm in the dark. I can't see it. God, would you illuminate what I'm supposed to do, because I don't know. And how many know, if you'll hang on to promises, God will come through. He will. He'll come through. But meditation, what's that mean? You know, is that like, you know? And most of meditation, I think, that the world talks about is emptying ourselves. To empty ourselves. But the meditation that God talks about is filling yourself. Filling yourself with his word. That's the reason why you need a Bible reading plan. You know, if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, what's your Bible reading plan? And you say, I don't have one. That's not a good one. Okay? I'm just saying, that's not a good one. You need a plan. And I don't really care what plan you have, as long as you have a plan. Because you need God's word in you. And your phone makes it real easy. You can download the YouVersion Bible app on your phone, and it can tell you in that app if you've read your Bible today or not. It's real simple. And you can get along with a plan, maybe on depression, if you're fighting that, or maybe on how to have success with God, or maybe it's about, you know, finding God's will in your life. Whatever it is, there's so many different plans where you can read God's word. And here's what you do when you meditate on it. You roll it over and over and over again in your mind. Okay? You roll it over and over in your mind. It's like having a song on repeat. You ever had that accidentally? You know, I told you this one time. Rochelle's driving down the road, and this song came on. She thought, oh, okay, that's good. And then it played again. She's like, oh, okay, well, there it is again. And then it played again. And then before long, she realized her phone was connected to the car. And evidently, that song was on repeat. And no matter how far she drove, she's going to hear one song because it's on repeat. I'm just here to tell you today, some people, you need to change songs. Instead of, I'm depressed, I'm discouraged, I got so much on me, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Instead, if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? And you just keep on repeating that. You flip the script. I like that song that Lauren Daigle came out with here a few years ago. I think it was around the pandemic time, which is perfect timing, that says, you say. Anybody remember that? I think there was a lyric in there. There's something about, I keep hearing voices in my head. I may have that problem. Voices in my head that tell me I'm not enough. But I got to get a different voice in my head. I want you to know, when I was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and I had had the stroke thing and all, and they had me all hooked up to everything and all, and then they left me in the dark. Now, my wife and daughter were in the room, but I was in that room, and then I was supposed to sleep. Good luck with that, right? In a hospital. I'd never been like that before. I'd never been to a hospital in an ambulance. I never had that experience. And I want you to know, a soundtrack started trying to play in that room. I don't think anybody else could hear it, but I could hear it. And the soundtrack was, you're going to have another stroke tonight. Tonight, you're going to have another stroke. And matter of fact, you're feeling it come on you right now. And I could almost feel it. I didn't even feel the first one, but I was like, I think I'm feeling this one. I think I'm getting a little sick to my stomach, as a matter of fact. And I think, you know, and I'm not sleeping, and this is not good. I'm not ready. I'm supposed to be resting. I need to be sleeping right now. I need to be sleeping right now. I need to be sleeping. How many know that doesn't work too well? And that voice kept playing, and I had to fire back at that voice and say, no, no, not tonight, not tomorrow, not ever. Because you're a liar and the father of lies. I know the tone of that voice. I know who's speaking to me. And I know greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And I am not having a stroke tonight. And guess which voice was right? See? Some of you, you got a voice in your head. You need to flip the script. More than what people are saying to you, more than what culture's saying to you, more than what you're hearing on social media or anywhere else, what is God saying to you? What is he speaking to you? And let me tell you something. God not only gives the strategy, he gives the script to Joshua. He says, here's what you need to put in your mouth. Here's what you need to put in your mind. Get this in your head, Joshua, when you're out there and the enemy has these walls up and you think those walls are tall and those giants are big and those cities, how are we going to take all this territory and all of these things? When you're facing all that, you need a soundtrack that says, and I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Just keep playing that in your head, Joshua, when you're out there facing the walls, facing the cities, facing the darkness, when you're facing your divorce, when you're facing your financial disaster, when you're facing your kids going wild, when you're facing situations where you don't know the answer, you need to say over and over and over again, He is with me. And if God is with me, who can be against me? Did you know that God says, be strong and courageous over and over and over again? Matter of fact, he says it so much that the people even said it one time to Joshua. They told Joshua, you can read this later, they said, hey, just like we followed Moses, we will follow you. I don't know if that was encouraging or not. Because I've read that part. At one time, they were ready to throw Moses out. They were ready to, you know, get rid of him. And they said, we're going to follow you just like we followed him. But then they said, but only be strong and courageous. See, God was trying to encourage his servant. Be very careful what you let into your mind. I think sometimes we're trying to fix what's in front of us. We say, you know, oh, if they would just change, if my circumstance would change, if only I were single. That's funny, because 5 years ago you were saying, if only I was married. You know, if only I was married, if only I had this or I had that. And you keep talking about situations, but God's talking about conversations changing. See, before your situation changes, maybe your conversation needs to change. What you're saying, what you're speaking, what you're thinking, you're discouraged, not because of something you're facing, some of you, it's because of things you're speaking. Things you're saying, some of it out loud and some of it to yourself. And you need to change the soundtrack. God says in verse 8, keep this book of the law in your mind and your mouth. Here's the next step. You got to step into it. You just have to step into it. Look at this in the next verse. Joshua ordered the officers of the people, verse 10. And here's what he says to them in verse 11. Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. Turn to somebody again and say, get ready. Get ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land your God is giving you for your own. He says, it is going to happen. It's a get ready season. Get ready for the next season, because the seasons will change. How many are ready for summer? Yes. Couple of us? Okay. I love summer. I love summer. There's stuff you can do in summer you can't do other times of the year. And Joshua says you need to get ready for this. And what you got to do to get ready is you got to get your mind ready and you got to get your mouth ready for the next season. Not after you get into that season. God says, before we go into this next season. See, I'm trying to get some of you to say no to some things that you've been saying yes to for 17 years. And it's time to change. Watch where Joshua, and I want to help you here. I want to point this out. I really feel like we need to know where Joshua got all this. In Exodus chapter 33, so this is way back. This is probably years back. In Joshua's life in Exodus 33, here's what it says. Moses used to take the tent, and he pitched it outside the camp some distance away. And here's what he did. This was so cool. He had this little tent, and he called it the tent of meeting. And anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And wherever Moses went out to the tent, whenever he did that, all the people rose and stood, but watch where they stood, at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered that other tent, the tent of meeting. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped at their tent. Each at the entrance of their tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. And then Moses, now here it comes. This is the key. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Do you see that? He wouldn't leave. Everybody else was like, yeah, Moses, you go meet with God. And then you come back, tell us what he said. How many have some people in your life, you know, what was the sermon like Sunday? You know? Can you give me the cliff notes? Can you give me something inspirational? Just kind of help me today. Just kind of, you know, toss something my way. And the people were content with that, but Joshua was not content. And so Joshua would go and he would stay there and stay in the presence of God. Let me ask you today, what gets your attention more than anything else? Is it this? Is it this? I'm not pointing at my rear end, okay? It's my wallet, but I can't get it out because I got a zipper on these pants, all right? So it's going to take too long. But what is it for you? Is it pleasure? What drives you? Oh, I'm praying something. I'm praying for a church where the thing that drives us more than anything else is the presence of God. The presence of God. Because when you have the anointing on your life, see, Joshua, he was getting ready. People didn't know. Why is Joshua hang out at that tent all the time? Why isn't he out here partying with us? Why isn't he over here? We watch Moses and we worship from over here. You know, we're over here and we worship God too. But Joshua, man. He seems like he wants to get as close as he can possibly ever get to God and never leave. Is that the way you live? Is that the way you live? I mean, here's the thing. Let me just help you with this. You can't get ready quick. Right? You can't get ready quick. When disaster hits, hey, you better be ready. You better already be ready. Because now it's too late to get ready. See, and what Joshua did is he got ready for it because one day, Moses is dead. Your turn. Oh, well. I need to get ready for that. No, you better be ready for it, because it's today. And some of you, you don't have any idea what the next season's going to be. None of us do, really. But what I do know is we can get ready for it. We can get ready for it. You know, and so what happens is you've got to begin to get ready for it in advance. And so I want to ask you today, who's in your ear? Is it just friends? And here's the thing that just is crazy. People will get marriage advice from people who have been divorced 9 times. You know? It's like, or money advice from people who aren't that good with their money. Why are you listening to that? And why do you go out to social media and ask advice? Here's what you need to do, some of us today. Keep it tight. Say that with me. Keep it tight. You need to keep it tight. Why? Because we're getting ready for a new season. We're getting ready to go in where we've never gone before. We're getting ready to experience something we've never experienced before. We're going to have to go into this place. And Joshua, I'm going to ask you to do something crazy. I want you to put a horn in everybody's hand. And I want you to march around this city. And it's going to look ridiculous to you and to them. Because you're just going to march. And then you're going to come back home. And you're just going to keep doing that for days. And then after so many days, then you're going to march around a bunch of times. And then finally, you're going to shout. And then you'll see what I'll do. But in the meantime, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I don't know why we're going around this town again. I don't know why we're not ready to attack today. I don't understand what God's doing right now, but I can trust him. I'm going to keep on trusting him, and I'm going to keep on marching around the city. And I'm just going to keep on going. But there's other voices that want to say, you're never going to be a good mom. Your mom wasn't that good. You're not going to be good. You're not going to be a good dad. You're not a good dad. You might as well give it up. Your business is never going to succeed. It's never going to reach the dream that you had. Your health, it's falling. You're just getting worse. You're getting weaker. You're not going to measure up. You're not going to get a healing. Don't think that. But listen, Joshua said, I remember what the Lord said. That voice says, these walls are tall, and you can't defeat this enemy, and you're never going to succeed in this. Here's what God said. He said, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Be strong. Be courageous. How many believe when they were marching around and around and around and around, he's saying that, be strong, be courageous. The Lord, your God, is with you. I'm going to give you everywhere your feet are. So that means this town belongs to me and my family forever. God is with me. He is always with me. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. He's going with me all the way. Oh, somebody get a soundtrack in your mind today of a blessing of God, a promise of God in your life. I want you to maybe think about writing something down as we close. Just maybe write down today, this summer, this is to put your faith into action. This summer, I'm believing for. Maybe it's restoration of a relationship in your life. Can you believe God for that this summer? Maybe it's for healing. By August, when we get in the 21 days of prayer, I believe I will be touched, I will be healed completely. Can you believe that? Can you believe for direction? Lord, I'm a junior in high school. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I graduate, but I know if you don't come pretty quick, in a year, I'm going to graduate. How many remember that?
So you think.
And what am I going to do with my life? So God, I'm believing this summer, you're going to give me direction. You're going to speak into my life. What do you need the Lord to do for you? Are you ready to receive it? Let's pray. Father, today we need fresh anointing. We need fresh touch. Just like Joshua, because we don't know what the next season's going to hold in our lives. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But what we do know is your promises never change. Even though our lives can change, the road can get bumpy, and the wind changes, but you never change. And so, Lord, today, help our mind and our mouth to be in agreement with you. If you need more power in your life, if you say, Craig, I want to get close to the tent of meeting. I want to get close to where God is. I want to be closer. Maybe your prayer is today, I want to be closer to God by the end of this summer than I am at the beginning. I want to know him so well that nothing can make me doubt him. I want to be filled with his spirit. I want to be touched like I've never been touched before. I want him to use my life. I want to be a witness for him like I've never been a witness for him before. Whatever it is, if you've got a prayer in your heart and life you're believing God for, would you just raise a hand all over this room and say, yes, 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 I'm believing, I have faith for it. There's restoration coming, there's healing coming, there's direction coming in my life. Father in heaven, you see every hand that's raised. And God, I pray that in this get ready season, you'll help us to step into what you have for us. But Lord, I know that's not going to happen really until we get ready first. So Lord, today, let our minds and our mouths be in alignment with you. And for some of us, Lord, that means we're going to have to delete social media off our phone. For some of us, we're going to have to turn it off at least. Turn off the notifications and start tuning into your notifications. What you're notifying us about. What you're speaking into our lives. And so God, today we surrender all over again. We surrender the summer to you, that it will be a summer of growth. It will be a summer of blessing. It will be a summer of the supernatural working in our lives. Maybe others of you are here today. And if you were honest, you'd say, Craig, what I need today more than anything else is just God himself. Maybe you used to live a little closer to the tent of meeting. Maybe you used to go to church more often, or you used to read the Bible, or you used to, you know, pray better and got connected with God. I don't know what all that looked like, but today, if you're away from God and you're just not connected to him in the way that he would want, if you're here this morning and you say, Craig, if I can get connected to him, that would be my desire today, to get connected to the living God. If that's your prayer, would you just raise a hand all over this room? Just raise it up. Just say, yeah, that's me today. I need connected to God. And online, type the word decided in the chat, the word decided. We're going to be praying and believing God for you as well. But follow me in this prayer. Everybody pray this prayer so that those around you who lifted a hand will pray it as well. Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die on that cross for me. I believe through his death, he paid for all my sin. And today I give you my life. Take me and use me. Speak to me. Flow through me. As much as I know how, I'm surrendering all to you. And I thank you, Lord, for becoming my Savior right here, right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's celebrate those who made that declaration today. Oh, come on, really? Thank you. It's awesome. Listen, if you made that declaration today, there's words that you can text and take a next step from right where you are. But if you're here in the room, here's the better thing to do, is just go across the hall and talk to somebody about a next step. Maybe you need to get into a small group so you can be encouraged. Maybe you need to go to Growth Track so that you can grow and be all God wants you to be. Maybe you need to get baptized. Any of those things, they'd be glad to talk to you about that and help you to take your next step. Will you stand with me? I wonder today if we could do something. As I'm going to ask them to sing this song. And as they're singing this song, I have a burden for the next generation. There's so many voices. Like Lauren Daigle said, they're in my head. And they want to tell me I'm not enough. They want to tell me I'll never measure up. They want to tell me I can't do this. But I want you to know the devil is a liar. He was a liar and he's still a liar. He'll lie in your hospital bed. He'll lie to you there. He'll lie to you in church. And I just wonder if there could be some people who would lead the way and just stand down here across the front, because I just really feel like we need to just draw a line in the sand. Can we do that? Can we do that, church? Just draw a line in the sand today. And maybe you just need to take a stand. Yeah, just come, go ahead. Start coming. Start coming right now. Just say, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm not listening to the negative voices. I'm done with that. I'm going to listen to the voice of God. I need to hear from God. Maybe you need to know where to go to college. Maybe you need to know whether to break up with her. Maybe you need to know whether to break up with him. Maybe you need to know what you need to do next. Maybe you need just a word from the Lord today. Come on, sing this song and just come out. Stand down here. Declare it in this place. I am tuning in to your voice. We need you, Lord. Yes, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, bless every person stepping out today, stepping into what you have, stepping out and stepping into. Lord, we thank you today. We're not going to be the same. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus'. Oh, yes, come on. Oh, yes. God, touch every person. Stepping out, stepping into all that you have for us. Tuning into your voice. Oh.
thank you, Lord.